Steen_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, and at HappyHour_SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. Miami, Cincinnati. We'll leave the final segment for our gambling picks for the game tonight.
I keep reading things and I'm like, maybe I should go another direction. But all right.
You can't do that. You can, though. You can bet differently than your heart. That is true.
But I'm not smart enough to do that.
Don't bet differently than your brain, though. That you have to keep intact. This segment will be brought to you by DMOS, Des Moines Orthopedic, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. You can always go online to DMOS.com. You can check what wait times are at both locations, one in West Des Moines and one in Ankeny. No appointment needed. You can make appointments. I'm not positive things will go quicker. It's a really good system that they have. They take care of foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, trauma, sport med, and urgent injury. Now combined with engineered performance, this is what you're going to do. You're going to get dedicated orthopedic care since 1955, along with getting elite athletic performance training opportunities. What this is going to do, they're going to take away some of the programs, these cookie cutter programs that are out there, with professional weight training programs with objective outcomes. They're going to provide functional training programs for athletes to make sure that they're serving those athletes and not causing injury. A lot of injuries that they see, and they talk about it a lot, a lot of injuries they see are based on not doing things correctly. Maybe not warming up right, not lifting.
You can train to prevent.
Yeah, train specifically. You know, it's, I think one of the biggest things that they do is the help that they give to high schools in this general area, mm-hmm. in helping with these student athletes. Mm-hmm. It's extremely tough. The practices are, I mean, they're long. You know, these kids, they do a lot nowadays. Right. I mean, it wasn't like it used to be. I mean, we used to roll in. I mean, I'd roll in with a thing of donuts and a Diet Coke and then sit it on the floor and run practice and then go have McDonald's. I mean, it. You don't do that anymore.
In your basketball years?
Yeah, my basketball years. Yeah. And still wasn't bad. So
just think if you would have put effort into
much
it.
Much better.
Exactly.
Woo. That's a good thing. All right. Where do you want to go? Let's talk a little bit about we'll take the next segment and pick apart the game, and then we'll make our bets in the last one. You're kind of like me. Little Iowa Hawkeye in you, a lot of Iowa State in you.
That's, I hope you were going here. Yeah.
And we jabbered a little bit about the Iowa State-Kansas game. I think that's Iowa State going and putting their will against Kansas, and maybe Kansas not actually as good as what their record has shown so far. But if Iowa State doesn't play, if they don't play better than they played last Saturday in particular instances, they're gonna struggle, because that Kansas is a better team than what people think.
Have a game plan, stick to the game plan.
Yeah. And you
don't
you,
let the train come off the track, stick to the plan.
That's you know, I still believe this, and we talked about this on Tuesday. If they'd have kept the train on the track, I think we'd have been fine.
Right.
We just let it fly off for a quarter.
Passion overtook some things, and it's which again, passion is great, but it has to be controlled.
And that's the funny thing, you know, that's part of that, what Zach said. Anybody that says watching, you know, you want to watch college basketball and college football over pro football and the NBA, you're just not right. I mean, I love his opinions, and they're his opinions.
Well, that's,
and I get that, but here's the part, and I'm almost there, because I don't watch every college football game, but every pro football game's on, I'm flipping through, and I don't watch every college basketball game. I don't necessarily like going to pro football games, and I don't necessarily like going to NBA games, because I get to see more things and hear more things watching that on TV. I love going to college football. I love going to Iowa City. Been there a few times. Loved it. I love going to Ames. I love going to bowl games, and I love I love being in Hilton to watch a basketball game.
I agree with you. It's different. With you on that.
Now, for Iowa, they have it. I mean, Kinnick is amazing, and it's loud. It really is loud. Yeah. It is crazy loud, and it's a great crowd. But they just get Carver. Nope. Carver Hawkeye is the worst. I mean, I can't.
I've seen games at Carver, though. I mean,
dungeon.
It is, but what are you gonna do?
My partner, who I started this show with, yep, that's the best thing to do, man. Put all the old people down front where they can just cheer their and keep everybody in good spirit. Yeah. Oh no, that's not right. No, but if,
buddy.
So it's a big game tomorrow
for
Iowa, Michigan. I think
Saturday.
What's tomorrow? Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday. Still got to get through.
Gosh,
Friday.
Gosh, I was hoping this was Friday.
It's no, gosh, you might get a no call, no show, phone call from work if you think tomorrow's Saturday.
What's the Hawkeyes' chances?
Okay, good. We finally got here.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got the number one defense, mm-hmm. and the last place offense, mm-hmm. and the amount of talk that Kinnick is the top five team killer. Because what was it?
It's been a lot.
Well, yeah, it's
they've done it a lot.
5-1, or it's 5 out of the last 6
yep.
times that they've been in there.
I think the only one that they haven't is Ohio State once, but they beat them once too.
It was Penn State, 2017. Penn State. They was the only one. Okay, that was different years. That was different times. It wasn't in those times at Kinnick, they didn't have the offense that they currently have.
No.
With last week, that he actually opened the ball up, threw it downfield, there was some splashes of offense that was fun to see against Rutgers. I would love to say that this is going to be a 17-14 Iowa. The defense does this. It's going to be a tough game, bud.
It is going to be a tough game. And then what you?
I don't think Michigan's going to walk away with it.
No, I don't think they're good enough offensively to do that. Their problem is that this is the game you have to have.
Right. Exactly. This turns the corner
because then you have to go to Illinois. And I know Illinois isn't
a winnable game.
It's a winnable game, but it's not going to be like Illinois from 5 years ago a couple years ago. Then you have to go to Ohio State. Then you get Northwestern.
That's tough.
Then you have to go to Purdue. Then you get Wisconsin. Then you go to Minnesota. This is the one.
Winnable.
This is the one that changes your season.
Yes.
You beat number 4 Michigan. You're right back where you started the season. Nobody remembers the 2 safeties and the field goal or getting beat by Iowa State.
It
goes away.
That 2 safeties and field goal was a win.
It was
a win. Yep.
That's what they'll do. You lose that football game, then you don't know where you're at because I don't know how good Rutgers is. You knew that Rutgers wasn't. Illinois is better than Rutgers.
To me, Rutgers was looking in the mirror.
Yeah, and the same team. They just
good special teams. Good.
They just
defense,
didn't have enough offense.
And it was the things that did work on offense went in Iowa's favor. Mm-hmm. So it's I don't know. And I love to hear Harbaugh talking about coming in, and you know how college coaches, even coaches for that matter, are there. They're to a T. They're so. I mean, they could be the number one team going
pathological liars. I think
going against
for.
this Division III against Alabama. You know what? We really respect their secondary. But Harbaugh is coming in saying that their offense does not stack up the way that it statistically shows. They're a wider, longer offense than they are. They can open the ball up, all these different things. And I love to hear that. And I hope to see some surprise. I mean, I think Petrus is coming out of it. I'm sorry. Did you fall asleep? Why'd you close your eyes?
His QBR against Rutgers was like in the 40s.
Okay.
That's not coming out of it.
But he doesn't seem to look the same as every single throw overthrown is in the first week.
Right. No, I get that.
It's whether it's getting the timing with his receivers, whether it's getting the comfort, whatever it is, Do I feel that there's a possibility that we could be going, holy buckets, they beat another top five team at Kinnick? Yeah, yeah, I think there
I do too.
Am I going to wager on that? Probably not.
Do you think that you're going to walk away going, man, Spencer Petras just showed maybe he's in the top echelon of the Big Ten?
No.
Am I
going to go to a betting app and say the Iowa defense scores two touchdowns? Yeah, I probably will.
Well, here's mine. Because it is Kirk Ferentz, and it is that. I'm betting the game because I'm betting the game that Michigan's not beating them by 10.5 points.
Oh, no, not at all.
There's no way. I mean, so that's an easy
What's the
bet.
Over-under? I don't even know.
42.
I'd go under on that.
See, I think I would go under on that, too. I'd
cover the spread and go under.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Iowa to
cover.
Cover, yes.
So you don't have to pick them to win. It's 10.5 points at Kinnick. That's crazy. And you know what that makes you think? That one of two things.
Michigan's going to win 38-10. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it makes you think. Because you're like, that's because I have those days. Well, that's an easy bet. It's not an easy. I guarantee you it won't be an easy bet.
Okay, and that's why there's palaces in Vegas.
Yes, exactly. But this is the game. So when they played Iowa State, that was a well-coached team with a good defense and a okay offense, and they had that one long drive, right. Made a couple of errors. You know, that
time-consuming drive.
Yeah, time-consuming drive. And the two errors they made, that game was probably, I think Iowa State was more points better than Iowa on that particular day,
right.
Where he was at. Then you got to play Nevada. Then you got to play Rutgers. So you give him a little bit of confidence. He still hasn't played great. Now you have to play a team that's going to want to pick on him. And by picking on him, mean show him different looks, get him rattled, and have him throw interceptions. So if this is my thing. I don't even care for what he throws for or anything. If he doesn't turn the ball over, what was the one thing I said going to the Iowa State-Iowa game? If we can turn Iowa over, because we haven't turned him over in 5 years.
Right.
We're going to win the game.
We haven't had a turnover, yes.
And we even turned the ball over, and we still won the game.
Right.
If Spencer can go through the game and not have turnovers or not have big, like a fumble, run going back, getting hit, and having a fumble, or throwing a pick, or even worse, throwing like a pick six, I think Iowa can beat them because I don't think Michigan's offense is that good. Because that's not what they want to do. They don't want to score 38 points.
They want to control the game.
If they score 38 points, it's because Iowa messed up.
Right.
It's how they scored 38
points. Because they scored on defense and offense.
Right. Or they got turnovers and they didn't have to go the whole field.
Exactly.
I wouldn't count on either one of these teams getting the first kickoff in the first half and the second kickoff in the second half. They're not scoring on long drives. I don't know how they would do it. I don't know how athletically Iowa can do that. Because I don't think their wide receivers can get deep. Maybe they can. Maybe I don't know. But I don't know if he can hit them going deep. You need a pass interference.
Isn't it interesting though with Petras? It seems to be when expectation and ease is part of the game, where it's that simple, you know, 10-yard out, this and this, where that's where he was overthinking. But as when it got to be, I need you to thread the needle type of thing, it seemed better for him.
I mean,
I just maybe this where the speed of the game where he is getting rattled that he has less time to think about him and more time to react as a quarterback.
If you're asking him to make 15-yard passes all day long, he's not going to make them.
No.
But if you're asking him to hit crossing routes and hitting his tight ends on tight end screens or wide receiver screens or any of that, he can do that. It's partially the coaching staff's fault too. Scott, you and I have an avenue that we like to do things. If somebody came in and said, you can't do that anymore, you have to do this, we wouldn't be as good. We wouldn't interact and do this show the way that we do. And I don't do this show the way I do when you're not here. You totally open up my brain on so many different things that
we can do. Well, I keep you focused
on
sports more when you're alone. So, yeah.
True. I think that's what Spencer is. But he's a 180 from that. And this is going to sound bad. I was going to call him a geek. He's a smart kid.
Right.
I think the more you give him.
To hear him technically speak of the game?
The more you give him, I think the better. But his problem is he can't get his brain to wrap it around his hand and his shoulder and his arm and do the same thing. He knows where the ball is supposed to go. He knows who's open, and sometimes he just can't pull the trigger. Because I don't think it's – you listen to him, there's no way that they're sitting in a practice and or in a film session and they go, Spencer, what happened there? He can I missed that pass because this guy went here and this guy went here. I knew I didn't have cover there, so I had cover here. I went there. I just didn't throw a good pass.
Right.
He did everything
right.
Amazing except for complete the pass.
Right.
Because he's not – it's not somebody that you're sitting in there going, oh, my God, what are we going to do? The kid knows what to do.
It's the pie of life.
Stop thinking.
Right. It's the pie of life. You get, all right, I'm going to give you all this information. Your pie, piece of pie is going to be really, really big with the ability to do it. But I'm only going to give you a little slice of pie on the ability to achieve it.
Right.
You know, and it – but it's funny you would say that because I have – last week or whatever it was, I think it was an interview with Brett Favre. And he's the opposite of that. He was always just – fling it, gunslinger, right? And then the interviewer talking about him saying, you know, he's what's a nickel defense? You know, it's the logistics and the definition part of it. He's like, and he actually, what? And then somebody said, well, so when they do that, oh, I guess I never actually knew the name. You know, that type of thing where it was such a, give me the ball, I'm going to see the guy down there. If I don't see him, I'm throwing it to the, I mean, it was just, give me the ball and let me do what I do.
And that's the funniest
where thing. It's Petrus is, I know what to do. I know where they're going to go, what this, and this.
I just got to get my mind and my arm.
My mind to my fingertips to get that ball in that place.
And that's Peyton. Peyton always said this, and I love it, that all the stuff that he did at the line and all that stuff he did, he had one key word for one key play. And right. As soon as that key word came out, no matter in the Omaha or anything else, everybody knew what they were doing. Right. And everybody's like, my gosh, he's got to have – how does he have all these things in his head? And he goes, right. It was just a bunch of malarkey.
Exactly.
But don't think that he's not one of the smartest human beings ever.
I love that. Kill. Oh, they're changing the play. No, they already know the play.
They already know the play. It's already there. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're going to dissect this game. The Miami Dolphins, the Cincinnati Bengals, coming up next.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 Iowa Sports. Steen on sports. 1700, The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, it's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here.
Scott over here.
There you go. We are live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're giving you your sports, your way, by our way, every day.
My note says real sports talk for real sports fans.
Yep, I said that before. I always say that.
There's a sticky there's in front a sticky of my spot. Right there. I just want to make sure
means,
I'm reading.
It means every once in a while you need to say that.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's there for.
Put your hand up and I will.
Exactly. Twitter, at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Miami, Cincinnati coming up at 6:30. Going to get a little Zach Gelb. Then I'll go into pregame. I should be in Grand Junction before kickoff at 7:20. 7:20 kick.
I actually did reach out to, and I got to think about it. We were there 2 weeks ago, and he did have it on. It's interesting. He's being that it's an Amazon Prime thing. I don't know how he did it, but it didn't look like an app. It didn't look like because the way he had it set up, but it was on and it was beautiful. Nice. So
he didn't just throw it up there on off his phone.
No, he didn't. But Grand Junction, sounds like we got some of the kids, some of the friends, you guys. So
gonna have fun.
We'll see how the game goes. If it goes poorly, we'll leave.
We get that Saturday morning at 9 a.m. What are we going to do?
Des Moines Golf and Country.
Yes,
we
have a tea time.
We are fancy pants with our friends.
Fancy pants. I'm wearing pants. I like playing golf in pants.
I got thinking about
it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Should I be the jean short guy, you think?
No.
Oh, I won't be able to golf, will I? So
well, I don't know if they'll do that.
No. Oh, yes, they would. Yes, they would.
You're not with who we're going with.
Yeah, they would.
They might. They still might. No. But Miami, Cincinnati, this segment will be brought to you by Palmer Group, founded in 1998. The goal was to change the dynamic by serving both clients and candidates. The company purpose, making lives better. They currently have... I know that it's probably over. I haven't asked Andrew the actual how many, but they're definitely over 250, but I bet they're over 500. There's just so many jobs out there.
Oh, yeah.
Open in the fields of accounting and finance, admin, customer service, construction, engineering, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage, and banking. Getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen. I know that he's had quite a few that he's signed, sealed, and delivered this week. So he's doing good. It's good.
I still can't believe you told me the story that he ate the one chip challenge for $400.
Yeah.
I thought he was smarter than that.
No, and the funny thing is that I don't think they were really ready to help him because he didn't have milk, so he's drinking half and half. They gave him a shot of tequila. He said that definitely didn't help.
He's got non-dairy creamer. He's trying to. Oh, he's a special little guy, isn't he?
He is. He's our special guy. So we appreciate that. But yes. Palmer Group. The thing, and we talk about this all the time. They're not only are they going to point you in a direction they think is the best fit, but they're going to help you. They're going to look at your resume. They're going to ask you some questions and see how you do. I mean, that's the most important thing. You have to be able to eye contact. Eye contact drives me crazy nowadays. No matter if I'm seeing somebody for the first time or I take some of my guys with me and we're walking through some of my properties, and the amount of people that don't make eye contact when they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm bad because some people say, well, you can't have eye contact and be flailing your arms and be, you know, the way that I am.
Yes.
But it's better than staring at...
bodes well for a radio show.
But it's better than staring at the ground and talking to me while I'm...
staring at a device when you're trying to have a conversation.
Yeah, that's not a good one either. So, where are we going?
Speaking of special people, got to say hi to Nana.
Nana. Hi, Nana. Love you, Nana.
DJ.
So, we had the DJ thing last night. It was like, I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and he was barking. And usually when he's barking... he's usually coming downstairs because it's storming, and I'm like, we have our windows open downstairs. So it's like 29 degrees in our bedroom. Okay. I'm like, okay, it's not raining.
Did you leave the Weather Channel on or something?
No,
or?
I don't know. I came back up, and I came around the corner, and as soon as he saw me, he ran back in with Nana and never saw him again.
Okay.
But I'm like, okay, and I walked up. There's nobody breaking into the house, so maybe he thought it was storming. I don't know. He's a hoot, man. He's different. Some of the things he does. So I'm sitting downstairs. I'm sorry, I'll let you go. I'm sitting
to see you walking through the house in the middle of the night. Just because, I think I'll leave.
It gets to be about 9, 9:30, 10. Everybody's kind of thinking about going to bed. And this is when he wants to, he either wants a treat or something, right?
Right.
And even when you give him treats, sometimes he doesn't take them. He goes over and he knows where the treats are, and it's in a aluminum can over there. And I can hear it downstairs. Boom, boom, boom. He's hitting. I don't know if he's hitting it with his head or if he's running into
just
it.
Just letting you know. Human.
Well, it's not me.
I would like a treat.
It's Nana and Jen who are sitting right there. All he has to do is go, hey, can I have a treat? But no, he goes over and pounds on this. And you can hear it all through.
You need to get those little buttons you can put on the floor, and you can press a button that says food, 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 now, now food, ouch, ouch. Miss Mom.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Goodness
stuff.
Gracious.
That's
love,
good.
Love
stuff.
Me some DJ. All right. Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Des Moines Golf right now. But
well, like, no.
Now you got me worried. What am I going to wear? You really weren't wearing pants?
Well, it's only going to be, what's it going to be? 70 degrees?
It's 76. Oh, it is 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll wear a pullover. I'll be fine.
I like wearing pants. It makes me golf better.
All right. If that's all it takes, you know what? Wear 2 pair.
That's not all it
should
is.
Be fun. Yeah. Should be fun. Yeah. It's going to be a fun day because we get to golf. We get to listen to the Hawkeyes. We get to the Iowa State game at 2:30. And we have one of our kids' friends. He's friends with the family too. But Braden and Taylor are getting married this weekend.
Nice.
So I didn't realize that there was an event venue, if you will. The old Dolls on Grand next to Picker Nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Really?
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just found that out. So
I did not know that as well.
Sweet Chuck is in the wedding, so it's going to be fun to see him all sparkly and dressed up.
Well, there you go. All right, where are we going?
We dabbled a little bit on the Iowa State game. So you're saying, from what you said, I just want to get this out of you, mm-hmm. that you feel pretty comfortable that we're the better team going down.
I don't think they've played anybody as athletic as us yet. I think they're a good team. They're well coached.
Okay.
I mean, this guy is Matt Campbell.
So you're chalking up the Iowa win as a good win for us.
Yes.
Playing as hard as we did, but we did make mistakes against Baylor.
Right.
But we only lost by a touchdown.
And
you're
and
saying
had, and had chances.
And had chance. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that we're a better football team. But if we go in there thinking that, you have to go in there and think that Kansas has put up points. So you're going to have to play defense. I think they played the 100th defense, the 98th defense, the 88th defense, and I think we're like in the 14 to 20 range. So
what's Kansas basketball arena called? I'm drawing a blank right now. But you know what I'm talking about. If they figured out a way to put the game inside their
the field house?
I think it is. My phone should go off anytime here because we have people that help us on that. But I'm saying if they could put it in there and get that environment, that's my thing, is I don't know if it's going to be the factor.
Exactly. It's not
they're
like,
going to have the home field advantage.
It's not like walking into Kinnick and seeing that.
There's a lot.
Walking into Ames and seeing that.
Right.
It's not like that.
Jack Trice changes things. And it should in some games. But
there's one for you.
What?
I saw one the other day. So I think the students. So they moved the students from up in the northeast. East corner. Oh, somebody's
letting us know.
Fog Allen. Rob Young. Mr. Rob Young. Thank you, Rob.
There we go.
Fog Allen.
So they moved him from the northeast corner.
The northeast corner.
Well, not the far northeast, but yes.
And over by us in the southeast corner.
Over by Sukup.
Over by Sukup. The students are going to Jamie and saying
they want the northeast corner, right, or northwest corner.
Right. The reason that you took that away from us was because it was dangerous for the people, the opposing team, if they had fans and stuff there. They want to be over in the northwest corner,
right?
Because they are one of the great things about bless you.
Good Lord, excuse me.
I should have hit the button. You should.
We have a button.
I have a button.
Okay.
I think we have a button. I have a button that I can't push. Wow. I don't even know where that button is anymore. Oh, it's right there.
We didn't agree on a safety word anyway, so we're fine.
It's their interaction with the band that they're missing.
Yeah.
Because it's really cool. When they go, like, it's in the third quarter, into fourth quarter, and they're doing their, all that. Woo, woo.
Right.
They're so far away.
The band is intermixed with them at Hilton.
Exactly.
Right?
They're like, just put us down in that corner and let us be down there. I'm curious to see what Jamie will do because I think I agree with them. I think that would be.
I've seen it on social media. I've seen it all over Twitter.
I think
that
is where they should be. They're too far away. It's too good a connection between the band and the students for that to go away.
Right.
And it matters in these home games.
And he listens. He's not going to be hard nosed about it.
I agree. I think he'll. He goes. I thought that was safer. I get it. And that's not the, you know, for people that are buying high-end tickets. And it's funny that I, just from doing seat backs there that we did for Dowling,
mm-hmm. right.
not a lot of people buy seat backs over there. I mean, I don't think it's high-end seats, that northwest corner.
Northwest corner, yeah.
No, you can't come too far. I mean, they're not going to come down any further than they were before.
Than the first main row of stairs. Right, exactly. I agree. There needs to be... There has been a lot of talk and a lot of conversation about,
and that was the first time I've seen it.
We moved it for a reason, but it's not working.
It's not working, and I like it. I think they did it the right way. Right. Hey, we understood why you did this. We are still a part of this, but man, it'd be so much better. So I think that's really cool.
Well, and
I hope they do.
This reminds me of the old time stories of sidewalks on campus at Iowa State. They didn't pour them. They didn't pour sidewalks. They waited and found out where the paths were, and the students told them what worked in this situation. Listen to the students.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, and I think Jamie's relationship with the students and the student body and the student body hierarchy.
Right.
I think it's really good. So I think they will. I think they will listen. So,
In regards to going down to Kansas, I've heard a lot of people, Iowa State fans, going down. So it should be.
Well, I totally agree
interesting.
With that. And it is. Because of baseball, we've gone to both Kansas and K-State.
Yep.
I think K-State's more fun. The football field reminds me more of old Ames, more concrete. But
right.
I mean, they're building that K-State. They have some pretty good donors now too. I mean, they've enhanced that. But the little quirky bars in okay, help me out. Where K-State is, what's
there's
the town?
Manhattan and there's Lawrence.
It's Manhattan.
Manhattan.
The little quirky bars in Manhattan were a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we had a blast. So it'll be interesting. I think Kansas might still be a year away, but they have a quarterback that runs and can throw, right. And he's throwing deep, and people are going to have to play well.
It's fun to hear the buzz, though. I mean, it really is. And to have Zach bring up Mangini.
Yeah.
Or Mangino.
Mangino.
Yeah.
Nick Mangino? No, not Nick. Coach Mangino.
Vic.
Yeah. Vic, yes, there you go.
But anyways, I'm like, oh, yep, that was. I remember that.
I remember it, too. Yep. And you know what he did? He went there and he won football games.
Yep.
And then got
sanctions against him and won football games.
That's
so.
Okay. You know, you got the good with the bad. That's how we go. So I didn't even see what was the spread on that game, on the Iowa State Kansas game.
Oh, I got it here. I think it's their, what was it?
I think we're
4 points.
4 point favorites.
Three.
3 point favorites.
Three, but I think it switched to four.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, that's not as easy. 10.5, if you're getting 10.5 points with Iowa in Iowa City, man, I'm taking the Hawkeyes.
57.5 over under.
No, now I get that because I think their defense isn't Baylor. I don't know how much pressure they're going to get on Hunter Deckers, and I think if you give him the ability, that's what Baylor did.
But 57.5 means they're both expected
right,
to score.
Right.
And
it's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of points.
Right.
It's. But what this is doing is it's helping. If we can get Kansas and Kansas State up a couple of rungs in football, that helps us in this long deal that we're doing,
right?
To stay relevant. The first thing that we have to do to stay relevant is hope that the Big Ten takes four more teams from the Pac-12. And then that helps us because we have our four already, but they're not going if that group doesn't go.
Cripple the wing so that we can take the shot.
So we can take the shot.
Well, and it is funny that there was no talk of that right now because we're in season to it, and it is going to be the 6th of January, and here comes the talks again.
And it'll be strong talks. And one of the interesting things today, so our guy, the head of the Big 12, Brett Yormark.
Yormark, yeah.
Is.
That would be your phone.
It was, and it's right. Worked. But
I can call him. That's all right. Remember the rule. If your phone rings, you buy the drink tonight.
That's good. I can do that. He hired a couple of companies to come in and do all of his negotiating. A couple of high-end companies to come in and do negotiating with the TV contracts and stuff. I'll find it.
Oh, I'd like that. Yeah.
So that's cool.
Fly on the wall on that stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right. You have been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We got one more segment left.
We're going to talk about tonight's game.
We're going to talk about tonight's game when we come back.
My fears.
Yeah. You're going to listen to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champaign.
Sports Talk Radio. Steen on Sports. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment. And this goes so fast.
Yes, it did.
Yesterday went really fast because I was just... I pushed that button on and I have no idea what I talked about when I went home.
Did you have... Pink Floyd going in your headphones
I
the whole
did,
time?
I might have, man. Right. Ready to go. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here. Scott
right
there.
Here.
And it's been a good time. It's nice to have Zach just jump on here real quick and talk to us, too. I appreciate that. I always appreciate having Scott in here with me. It changes the way that you do radio when you actually can talk to somebody.
You already stacked up for guests tomorrow on Friday?
Yes. B Styles and Maddie Nelson, David Eicholt, and I have one more. Who's the other one? I'll have to look and see who
cool.
I am.
But you got friends. You don't have to muscle through by yourself all day.
No.
So.
See, the days, the fun day when you is Monday, because you can come in here and you just have, it's just wide open. You have all these things to talk about because there's always something going on. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at 1700 The Champ, at Happy Hour _SS. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. Miami, Cincinnati, pregame 6:30. So you're going to get a little Zach Gelb, and then you're going to go right in. It's so funny. I had somebody in here the other day. Who was it? He was waiting. He came in the last segment before, and I'm looking at that, and I'm saying what I just said, and he came over and he goes, none of that stuff's on there. I go, no, I'm just looking at it. Remind me to do it.
Because for the longest time, when I first started coming in here in studio with you, I'm looking over there, I'm like, that does not say what you just said.
It just reminds me to say it.
Right. That's like a recipe for muffins up there or whatever. And you just,
it's funny. Exactly. And if I didn't have that little, it must be the thing that clicks in my brain to remember.
The Pavlovian thing.
It is.
Ring the bell.
Sponsors. Got to give them their shout out today.
Shout out.
Come and Go, for one. I was telling Scott, and I think I even said this yesterday, I've a simple Come and Go ad. I needed a new ad. I came in here, thought, no big deal.
30 seconds or 2 minutes?
Nah, it's a minute.
Minute.
It was like 59 and a couple. And
one take out the door.
Normally that can happen. No. I couldn't spit the words out. And I'd get all the way. I mean, I'd almost be all the way down through. And I'd think in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, I'm going to make this time. Boom. I just overthrew
him on the 10-yard out.
And so I didn't get through it at all. I ended up doing it two takes after the show was over and finally got one. It was horrible.
So we're talking 30 takes, right?
30 at least. And me going. but it's Come and Go. Fresh perspective. It's a big deal, man. The food's incredible.
I know. I'm reading through the bullet points to put together our ad, and I'm like, ooh. I might have to go try this and try this and try this.
And I have my app. I go in, and I walked up. I got a fountain drink, and she said, do you have this yet? And I'm like, no. And she looked at my phone and hit that, and she clicked on it, and fuel rewards came on my card already. And she goes, oh, well, look, you have Apple Pay. I didn't even have to take my wallet.
What I saw was they have Nashville hot chicken on the bullet points. I'm like, ooh, you gotta find that.
Unbelievable hot food. I had the breakfast bowl, the bacon buster breakfast bowl.
That's what she said.
Unbelievable.
Right, speaking of really cool things, can I ask
you
if you've heard about this?
Yes.
I know it's been all over Twitter. It's been all over Insta. My son sent it to me. Drewby did. And, did you hear we're going to get the movie that we've always wanted?
What's that?
Deadpool 3.
I know. Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
They're the funniest.
Those two, just from the ads they do to every, I'm like, this is going to be so cool. I remember when the first one came out, our friend T took his wife and his young son to it, and he went, oh,
yeah,
that was funny, but that was
not a good movie.
That was a spicy one. I love Deadpool.
It never gets bad. I can watch it.
If it comes on, I'm like, oh, which part of the movie's not yet?
What's the big guy?
Juggernaut. Yeah.
And just went, oh, yeah. Deadpool.
Yes.
I love that movie too.
No. You're talking the guy who's the iron guy.
Yeah.
Juggernaut was a bad guy. But
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Colossus. I think this was it. But anyway, that's just, I've seen that
coming. Hilarious.
Seen that coming up, and those two together are hilarious.
Yeah, they are. And doing all that. So, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Northwest Bank Palmer Group, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs. Iowa Cubs had their last game, was it today? Yesterday.
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 Walk-off home run.
Last home game.
Against the
Mudhens,
I think?
40 home runs this year. How crazy is that? Somebody on their team.
Wasn't that the one that got called down or whatever from...
I don't know.
It was a big Cub. Anyway, yes, it's over. Actually, there's some stuff going on this weekend, I heard. So their charity softball game, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's they're still opening up.
We'll have to get Randy on one of these to come in, sit in studio, and go over the season, look forward to next season, changes, because there's changes. I mean, minor league baseball is changing. So to get his perspective, fresh perspective on that.
So?
Game tonight.
Where are you going? What do you feel with your edge, being an edgy sports talk radio guy? Where are you going on your bets there, Steve?
I am doing my bets as we speak.
Oh, that takes a lot of thought.
It does. Here's the first one I'm taking. I am taking the over. It's 48.5 on BetMGM at this point in time. I'm taking that.
Okay.
And as soon as I put that there, done. So easy. So easy to do. And then I'm debating. I am going to take the Dolphins plus four.
Okay. I took money line. Dolphins in the money line. That they're going to win. Then I went a little different this week. Okay. And I really like Miami secondary. I like their defense. Okay. There's one you can do. I think that the it's a $20 bet.
Okay.
Gets you $150.
Ooh.
And it's, I think that there's a possibility the Miami defense can get two touchdowns. The really? Defense.
So
it can be a fumble offensive. It can be an interception, pick six, or whatever. I think I really like Miami secondary.
So you have $20 bet tonight that they get a...
Two. The defense, it doesn't matter. It can be in one quarter. It can be back-to-back. One in the first half, one second half. The defense is at two different times throughout the game. The defense is going to score twice. It's out there.
Do you know how many NFL teams' defenses score twice in one game?
That's why it's a plus 650, bud.
Watch but. It. It's going to happen. You know what's going to happen now that I've jinxed you is the Cincinnati Bengals secondary is going to have two touchdowns tonight. Our defense is going to have two touchdowns.
I don't think that. Is Tyreek Hill going to score? Or is this because the battle between Tyreek and, Eli Apple? That you're bickering back and forth, clear back to their days of when Tyreek was a chief, that this, I think it is, it's showmanship and prestige, and I think Waddle is going to be the one to go off.
Yeah, I agree with that. Here's my thought process on Tyreek Hill. I like it better when Tyreek Hill doesn't say anything and he proves all of his stuff on the field, and he can't do it. He just can't.
You probably thought the same way about Deion Sanders.
Oh, no. Do not compare Tyreek Hill in primetime. There is no comparison.
But it's the showmanship.
It
it's
is.
Yes.
He yeah. We I struggle.
Did you just stick up for Deion Sanders?
Oh, I love Deion Sanders, man.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
All right.
Listen, if I'm a Division I football coach, I'm doing everything in my human power to get him away from Jacksonville State or wherever he's at. I don't think he wants to go because I don't think he gets to run the show there. I don't know where you go that you get to run the show as a college football coach. Right. And Nick Saban can't do everything Nick Saban wants to do. Deion can do whatever he wants to do at JSU. So, but I can't believe that people aren't offering him jobs.
Right.
I mean, the fact of recruiting, I mean, I get it that recruiting to Jacksonville is not the toughest thing in the world, right?
Right. Well, it's prime time.
Yeah.
If you just make, hey, I'm going to come down and play for me. Yeah. You know, he's going to do and absolutely do the absolute best with what he can at that school. But it's, I don't see him going to the Big Ten.
No.
I don't see him going to Mountain West. I mean,
he would have been a good Pac-12 guy, but you just. I don't think people are going to do that until they figure out where they're going.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, primetime is one of those guys defensively NFL. He's your Mount Rushmore guy.
Yeah.
A shut down guy like he was.
Right.
And he put butts in the seat. And I mean, he just and those are the guys that work, right?
Right.
The 50, 51-49 guys.
Right.
51% of the people love him because of the way he acts, and 49% of the people hate him.
Well, see, and I think that's the same way with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
There's people watch him.
I think it's more
70. They watch him. They want him to fail. They watch him. They want him to succeed.
Kansas City Chiefs fans had a hard time rooting for Tyreek Hill.
Right.
As a whole.
Is it a two-minute segment of the last one all the time?
Isn't that crazy? Crazy, crazy stuff. Good luck tonight, my friend.
You'll be there.
I know. And loving every minute of it. Like Loverboy, man. Loving every minute of it.
Jabbing me in the rib if they're behind.
There you go. You have been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. It was our pleasure to do this today. Thank you for listening.
We were
live on 101.3, 1700 The Champ AM. You'll see me tomorrow, Friday.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3.